So how about a little good news? It appears everything we've been doing to stop the spread of COVID-19 has actually led to a pretty quiet flu season. In today's Ask the Expert, we're joined by Parkland Hospital's Chief Medical Officer, Dr. Joseph Chang, to talk about this. Dr. Chang, so why is it that people think that putting on a mask will only prevent the spread of COVID-19? Doesn't it make sense that it would keep all the germs away?
Hey, good afternoon, guys. You know, that's exactly, you know, one of the things I ask myself all the time. But you know, people get those things in their heads and you know, sometimes it doesn't make a whole lot of sense. But absolutely, you know, how long have you been told in your life to cover your mouth when you cough? I mean, me since I was like 3, right? I mean, so this is something that everyone has known forever, that it prevents the spread of disease. And that was well before anything like COVID-19 came around.
Are you seeing many flu cases at Parkland?
Oh, you know what? We've seen virtually zero. It's not exactly zero, but really it's really, you probably count on one hand. So really all of these things that we've been doing to try to prevent COVID-19 has really worked very well for the flu. That, and also understand, remember that travel has been really restricted internationally. And normally in the ebb and flow of a flu season, that's how flu gets here, is by international travel.
Is the flu like any other illness where it has to have a host, like it's living in somebody's body and that's where it's at? I mean, it's got to be somewhere. It's not like it's living in the ground, or is it? I don't know. Explain to me the science. Where did it go?
Yeah, you're exactly right. It does absolutely have to have a host. Certain kinds of diseases have animal hosts where the virus can hide when it's not inside some person. But most of these are really sort of, as you say, inside human hosts and pass from human to human. And in this case, with the flu this year, you know, because we've had far less humans traveling here from places that you would see it naturally come from, like from the Southern Hemisphere, and then we've really seen it not get into our communities, which of course is a good thing, right? Because when the winter started, we were afraid of a fluvid sort of season, which would have made things 10 times worse.
Doesn't it also help that a lot of kids are not in school, so they're not passing the flu bug amongst themselves?
Yeah, so anytime that we could stay away from each other, it helps, you know. And so school, you know, we saw in the early to mid-fall, numbers really go up among school-aged children. And it really wasn't so much school per se, because inside schools, actually, they're very good about putting masks on and things like that. It's all the activities actually that are affiliated with school, like football games, like homecoming, like dances, like those kind of extracurricular activities that really ramped up. So it's really not the classroom. It's really the stuff that's sort of extracurricular.
Now, nursing homes have also been a priority in getting people vaccinated, a very vulnerable population there. It's hard to imagine that even the flu has not been found in those areas.
Well, I'll tell you, you know, again, these sort of places are really well controlled now, and everyone is wearing masks and they're limiting visitors and doing those things. You know, the other thing I'll point out about nursing homes, and you tell me if it's coincidence or not, you know, from the days that we started mass vaccinations, not one or two vaccines, but mass vaccinations, the rate of infection inside our nursing homes has dropped dramatically starting from that day. And in fact, nursing home cases and deaths started dropping long before the general public, because we did concentrate on getting vaccines in there. So listen, that is more proof than you would need. But it is certainly proof that the vaccines work.
The CDC said that if you're going to get the coronavirus vaccination, you should avoid getting a flu vaccination for at least 2 weeks afterwards, or vice versa. If you just got a flu shot, you need to wait for the COVID.
Yeah, we usually try to space out vaccinations because just from a sort of common sense standpoint, and science actually backs this up, that you want your immune system focusing on fighting one thing at a time, not two. So you don't want multiple new sort of what we call antigens introduced into the body if you can help it. And so we definitely like to keep those a little bit separated.
So taking all those vaccines at one time is not going to become like superhuman, right?
Yeah. Well, listen, I have long hoped that I would have a superpower after my COVID vaccine. But it, alas, it has not occurred. I really wanted to be able to fly, but that's so far not been the case.
Doctor,
I do want to be clear, though.
Yes.
It's not dangerous to get two vaccines at once. It's simply that we would sort of prefer the body focus on one thing at a time.
Absolutely. Dr. Joseph Chang, leaping tall buildings in a single bound from Parkland. Thanks so much for the time.
Thank you, Dr. Chang.
All right, guys. Have a good afternoon.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.